The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. This sunny day in June. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Boy, you've been a busy lady with all your auditions and everything. It's like, wow, you're really cranking.
I've been busy and doing all kinds of stuff. I've been shooting stuff. And you know, when I shoot stuff, I can't talk about it until it gets ready to air.
That's right. It gets
really frustrating sometimes, but I've been busy.
Hey, you know, today is Corn on the Cob Day. It's the national June 11th, Corn on the Cob Day. It's also the National Making of Life Beautiful Day. How about that?
Life is beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, it's Dr. Oz's birthday. How about that? So anyway, just throw a couple of things in there. Yeah, I mean, I guess that keeps you young, going all these things, keeping busy like that. You know, at least you're moving and grooving.
Absolutely. And let's talk about our hot topics, talking about moving and grooving.
That's right.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topics.
Well, my hot topic is kind of hot this morning, so I'm kind of deep this morning. So I'm going to first talk about I'm doing a play at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. The Fringe Festival is taking place all over Hollywood between June 7th and 24th. I'm in a play called Public Comment. It's a new musical by Adam Sartain, and we are doing 5 more shows between now and the end of the Fringe Festival. So you can go on the internet and just Google Hollywood Fringe Festival, find out all the plays. It's like hundreds of plays at really inexpensive prices. And like I said, I'm in Public Comment, and you can go to the website adamsartain.wix.com/public comment, or you can go to the Hollywood Fringe website, and it's a fun festival. Check them out. Now, as for my hot topic, like I said, it's kind of a downer, but there has been just a rash of suicides recently. The more high-profile ones are Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. And, you know, we think these people have it all. They have absolutely everything. But apparently not. So they've been saying that recently that the media is fueling some of this because suicide happens in clusters because people hear about it, the media covers it, and people think it's the thing to do. So they want media to, and I consider us media, to responsibly report that there are other things that can be done to prevent suicide. You don't have to be an expert, but you can help your loved ones by doing certain things. First of all, suicide is on the rise in the United States. Over 45,000 Americans age 10 or older died by suicide in 2016. That's an outrageous number of people, so they clearly weren't all celebrities. So just everyday people, we need to, you know, look out for one another and try to help one another. One of the things we can do is have people call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They have experts there. If you see someone who looks depressed, seems depressed, if they're talking about suicide, take the signs seriously. Have them contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. if you can't be there to help someone in a crisis, give them that number or call it yourself and ask them what you can do to help your friend or your loved one if they're going through a hard time. A lot of people think, oh, well, it's a mental illness. Over 50% of the people who commit suicide have not been diagnosed with a mental illness. They may have one, but they haven't been diagnosed. So, again, don't just sit by quietly and watch someone suffer. A lot of these people, even the celebrities, their friends say, well, we kind of saw it coming. Don't see it coming and not do anything. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 and give your friends some advice. Jim, I hope your hot topic is a little happier today.
Well, no, but it's good knowing these facts and figures because it's serious stuff. So I don't know if I get a drum roll into my hot topic or not, but 3, 2, 1, we will move in with. Okay, guys. Do I hear something? Okay,
yes.
I'll just go right on. Okay, Superior Court. States can, now check this out, they can purge voters who don't vote or respond to warnings. Yes, failing to vote can lead to getting taken off the voters' registration rolls, divided Superior Court ruled on Monday. That's, you know, you got to think about that, guys. Get out there, do your registrations. Not that hard. If I can do it, anybody can do it. President Trump, North Korea, President Kim Jong-un will be meeting tomorrow on what will be an historic meeting of the two, because it's been such a long time. The division's been there. The walls have been up for so long. The leaders will begin a one-on-one encounter, and it'll be a one-on-one, and it will take place prior to an expanded meeting where the U.S. and North Korean officials would be in attendance. The talks will be centered around, of course, the dismantling, which has been on the news for a long time, of the North Korean nuclear program. The president stated his first day in Singapore with a tweet, excitement in the air. Spain offers to take stranded migrants after Italy and Malta refuses to help. The immigrants are coming in from all over and they're trying to find places to go. A day after the World Turtle Day, SeaWorld releases 4 turtles into the ocean. How about that? Save these little turtles. SeaWorld has been rescuing turtles since 1980. A report shows toddlers are consuming way too much sugar, kind of in that club. A study shows many exceed adult recommendations. Eating foods with added sugar at an early age can influence food preferences that set up a pattern for less healthy food choices after in life. In general, obesity rates are rising at an alarming rate. A prediction for kids in the U.S., 57% could be obese by the age 35. A Category 3 hurricane, Bud, threatens Mexico and the southwest U.S. The 2018 hurricane has begun the ocean. This is it, guys. This is, remember what we went through last time. We had a lot of reports on that. Rita and I were talking about this. The Oceanic Atmospheric Administration said the 2018 season is shaping up to be near or above normal. And we definitely don't need that. That was in the billions in damage. The Trump administrators on Monday put sanctions on several Russian companies and businessmen for engaging in cyber attacks and assaulting. That was all the talk you heard about the hacking and all that kind of stuff. Well, now he's followed through and he's putting some sanctions on us. Getting into fires, you've heard a lot about the fires. Wildfire, now I'll wrap this up. There's so much. Wildfires continue burning as west is hit with near-record heat. 11 large wildfires are burning in the U.S., with most of them are centered around the southwest. The largest in Durango, Colorado, has grown to nearly 17,000 acres. And I'll give you this here. The lead widens, but the San Francisco mayor, the vote up there that some of you have been following, is almost too close to call. Congressman Breed, it's basically a very close race up there, and there's so many statistics I have for you, but Southern America.
I was going to say, we got to go to commercials.
We got to move on. I'm trying to get so much stuff in, but we got to move on.
Boomer Boost is a comprehensive, all-in-one, powerhouse nutritional supplement designed to specifically support your body's vital functions. Boomer Boost is the result of years of research by numerous scientists and formulators, resulting in a comprehensive nutritional powder that contains all of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even specialty nutrients in one easy-to-use drink. Boomer Boost replenishes the vital nutrients that are depleted during your body's repair process, including macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, as well as micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and specialty nutrients, allowing your body to make all of the proteins required for optimal health and execute the metabolic pathways that are the essence of human life. Many of these nutrients can only be obtained through a proper diet, and Boomer Boost provides everything your body requires to increase energy and feel great.
Boomer Boost.
Okay. Boomer Boost. You know, I don't like talking about things unless, you know, they really work, and, you know, like to throw the little pitches and things. But I'll tell you, I've been working on the Boomer Boost program. I take my drink, and I'm start, you know, like my little area in the backyard is full of cobwebs. I have a section out there with all the exercise equipment. And I'm going out there now. I've got the energy. And it's not just like you're drinking a sugar drink, like one of those things that just gives you a sugar high. This is like it's just a good feeling of energy. And I'm out there working on weights and things, which is a good thing because muscles deplete when you get older. The old biceps start disappearing. Anyway. We got a very special guest on right today, Monica Garcia Robertson. Talk about inspiration. Inspiration through faith. Monica at gracewomansconference.com. She believes in and works towards making a difference in the lives of others for sure. Ordained by the Potter's House of Denver, Monica was devoted, she's basically devoted her life to revive the lost, the broken, the hurt, by sharing love in Christ for all. And let's see if we can get her because she's a very busy lady. Monica, are you on with us?
I am on. Can you hear me?
Hi, Monica. Yes,
hi.
I do. I hear you. And
are you on speakerphone, Monica?
I am.
Okay.
Can you get on the headset so we can hear you better?
Yeah, we got her.
Just one second.
So Monica is
okay.
Is one of there? We got her, Monica. Okay, Monica.
Does
this is Aretha Gray.
Hi, Aretha.
Aretha,
Hi, Monica.
Robertson, and Monica is an inspiration. She's the kind of people that we need in the world today, and we want to thank you for coming on, Monica. And I'll tell you, you have a very interesting life and very resilient way about you. So basically, how did you? You're such a faith-based person. What you know? Where was it in your life? I mean, you went through your trials and tribulations, where all of a sudden, you didn't get overtaken by these trials. You decided that faith was the route to go and to share that. When did you? What part of your life triggered that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll never forget it. And, Aretha, I'm honored to be on here. So thank you, Aretha, and thank you, James. I appreciate it. Well, there was a time in my life when you would define me as success. So in the world, I was successful. I was running a business, an IT business. It made $38 million in 9 years. So I was living in this beautiful 10,000 square foot home on top of a mountain with two BMWs, et cetera, et cetera. And things happened at the business that were horrible, just horrible to me financially. And
we can relate to that.
Yes. It was during the 2007-2008 where everyone lost their homes and various other things. So not only did I lose my business, I lost my homes, my marriage. Going through that kind of thing is stress on a marriage. And I was going to church every day, but but I wasn't really seeking God as much as I do today. I mean, it's a complete different story. So I was at my lowest at that time, and literally I was at the lowest where I wanted to drive myself off a cliff. So do I understand the suicide? Yes, I do. Do I understand worldly where you can get to the point of being at the lowest of the low? And I don't know what I want to tear, but with no hope, with no joy, with no love, you feel completely lost. And I was at that level, and I'd gone, just drove away from my kids and left them at the home, and I was going to do something wrong. And God showed up right then. And I know it was God because of the words he spoke to me at that moment. And he said, Monica, go back, go to your kids, hold them, look them in their eyes, and say, with God, we're going to make it through anything. And I did exactly as he said because it was so powerful. And I knew that he knew me because he knew what my kids meant to me. And so I went back and held them tightly and looked them in the eye and said, with God, we're going to make it through anything. And I don't know why I'm crying. That was
and
10 years ago.
No,
and it's because of the subject of suicide. All over, and people do hit that low. So then, from that point on, he started introducing me to women and men and young adults that he started showing me. So then I said, I want to seek you. I want to find you. I want you in my life. I want you from this point on. Because I'm a mess. Worldly, I might have seemed successful to every single person out there, but spiritually, I was a mess. So I started going to church as much as I can. I went to a Christian church at that point, started reading the Bible, started, which I had never done before, started opening my Bible, writing in it, taking notes, highlighting it. It was like unheard of for me to write in a Bible. It was something I kept to the side and didn't touch. It was so special. Now I'm like reading it and writing it like a book and seeking him and trying to fill my life with those words. And long story short, from that point on to today, he's shown me hurt and burdened and lost and broken people. And he has shown me the ones that stand out that now did the same as me at their lowest of whatever they were going through, were seeking God and wanted him in their lives. And those are the women and or men and or young adults, because there's three different types of conferences, that will get on stage and share their stories. And we did it in Denver, and there were tears, there was joy, there was laughter, there was you could hear a pin drop. The entire audience was black, white, Hispanic. It didn't matter, Asian, lower income, rich, poor. It didn't matter. God seeks everyone. And at this conference in Denver, everyone was there. You would look around and say, this is what heaven's going to look like. And that's what happened in Denver. And it was 100 people, got it prepared in 1 month. And God went, boom, I want these 100 girls there. And the 100 girls showed up. And now we're having one in Orange County, and it's August 11th, and again, he's bringing me the right girls, and all of the speakers will be finalized soon, and he's even showing me which speakers to get on the stage and where to have the venue. He's showing me everything, and I'm just following his steps to have the same type event that I had in Denver on April 14th. I want that same exact feeling and event that transforms lives, that changes lives, that brings people closer to God here in California. It's
that's
a
amazing.
Different crowd here in California, though. James, yeah. I can tell you that. Oh, my.
Well, there are believers here in California.
Oh, yeah,
yes, yes.
And you've had a chance, Monica, to you've had a chance to meet Eric, and I guess he's opened up a few doors for you and met a few people.
You got it, Eric. I thank him for being a connector, and he's connected me to some powerful women of God, and then they've connected me with powerful women of God, and then they've connected me. I mean, it's just connections. I know, and I'm also bringing, yes, exactly, Eric, thank you. I'm also bringing people from Denver and from Florida and from Ohio that had spoke at the Denver conference as well. He's introducing me to women nationwide and told me that this is going to go across the nation and to other nations as well. And it's men's conferences, women's conferences, and young adults.
He's the
now,
connector. And I'll ask
what's the date of the conference?
Right now it's August 11th.
And where can we find out information, keep up with how it's progressing and where it's going to be?
You got it. It's Grace Women's, and it's with an E, WOMENS, conference.com. So that's for the women's one. And for the all of the ones, there's one website. It's called graceconferences.org. And that's going to fall under another nonprofit, and I'm forming a partnership right now with another nonprofit, and that you'll hear about soon. We'll come out with that as well. And we're putting the men's, the young adults, and the women's, and then our year-end one with everyone. We're doing it together.
Now, are you based in Los Angeles or the Orange County area now?
I moved from Denver last year in October and moved to Huntington Beach, and I absolutely love it. Thank you.
Sure, you're in the weather.
I love the sun. I love the beach. I love the walks. I love my peace on the beach that I get.
Monica, I've got a couple little questions that were requested. We can go through them just briefly because our time here.
Have you
ever seen heaven? Now, this is a very deep subject with people because so many have such legitimate stories. And they're even doctors say this is really amazing. What how would you answer that briefly?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
At my lowest, prior to my lowest, and I know why God did this, prior to my lowest, and I'm talking within a year of the lowest that I hit, he gave me a vision and a dream. And basically, and I'll do it quickly, there were people walking towards me. I was walking towards a building, and me and a big group of people were walking. It was almost like we were on this college campus. That's what it felt like. And we were walking to the building, and Jesus was walking towards us. And out of the people that I was with, I was the only one that said, "That's Jesus. We need to walk with him. We need to walk with him." And no one turned except for me. And I know that was purposeful because God knew where I was going to be in a year at my lowest. But anyway, I walked with him. And I could ask him any question. I got to ask him, "What does heaven look like? What do you do in heaven? How is the world going to end? What's going to happen to the people?" And he showed me everything in a vision. And everything has lined up with other Heaven Can Wait movies. And heaven, I've seen heaven movies or heaven stories that I've read. Everything that I saw lines up with other stories, and that's how you know it's real, that they have truly seen heaven.
That's amazing.
So, yes,
amazing.
I have, and it's the most beautiful,
well, we're
gonna peaceful, amazing place.
We're going to have another segment so we can go into more details. I'm anxious to hear some of the reactions. But we want to – this is exciting with the 11th coming up and the event and everything.
Yeah, you got
and,
it.
But with what you've said, there's like a part two here that we have to hear, but for now we're out of time and we have to move into commercial. But I want to thank you, Monica, for all the lives
you're
changing, keeping your faith so strong. You're an inspiration to everyone.
Oh, absolutely,
no,
and I'm looking forward. I'm hoping I can make it to the conference.
Oh,
we've
got to
get
Reza
there.
I hope you make it. I want to meet you. I want to meet
Monica
you, and I'm honored to be on
Women's
here.
Monica at Grace Women's Conference.com. So,
yes, you can get a hold of me at that email, monica@greatwomensconference.com.
I'm going to pester Aretha to get there.
Please.
We're going to make sure.
I'm definitely going to try.
And thank you, God, for doing this for me. Yes.
All righty. Thank you again.
Bye.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers say.
We've been working with Easy Way, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight. So his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone, and a happy top of the hour to you. Well, let me tell you, I'm expecting a miracle today, and I have a very special way of introducing this miracle. Can we hear it with my girl?
Talking about my game.
indeed. Yes, indeed. We are talking today about my girl. Claudette, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you are the miracle of the miracles that I am expecting today. And we have a lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
We.
Well, you know, I'm so glad to have you. I've been wanting to have you on the show for some time, and here you are. And, you know, you are just a legend. I know most people know you as a Hollywood legend. And I just wanted to know how you got started.
Well... I guess it's a long and a short story, but the how I really got started is I always loved to sing, and we always had music around our household. And my brother Emerson Rogers always had a group. And as his sister, if he had a group, if he was the Orchids, I was the Orchardess. If he was the Matadors, I was the Matadoress. So the guys would always come over to our house and rehearse, but I sang with girls, and. At that time, he was singing with Smokey and Ronnie and Pete, who eventually became Miracles, and there were two other guys. Then eventually my brother and my cousin, Bobby Rogers, they became part of the Matadors, and I had a sister group called the Matadorettes. Well, my brother decided that nothing was happening with the show business stuff, so he joined the Army, and when he did, maybe about a month later, there was an audition going around town, and it was Jackie Wilson's manager who was going to do that. So Smokey asked me, since you know all of our songs, why don't you go to the audition with us? And I said, okay. But I was reluctant because they were guys and I was a girl, and I wasn't sure if I could match their harmony. You know, I didn't know if the harmony would be too low, but Smokey at that time was singing in the soprano section of his high school choir. So he, of course, his voice was very high like a girl's, you know, because as we were singing, and you didn't have pictures of what the group looked like when we eventually became the Miracles, and I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay.
They thought that I was the lead singer because they just heard this high voice. Well, how we became the Miracles actually is the guys were the Matadors. And as a result of them being the Matadors, when we recorded our first record, which was Got a Job, and it was not on Motown because Motown had not began yet. And but we were working with Mr. Gordy. But this record came out February of 1958, and Motown actually did not begin until January 12, 1959. So we needed a name that would suit a group that had a girl in it. So we all put names in a hat, and I pulled out the name, and the name became the Miracles. And that's how we became the Miracles.
Wow.
And, from that
time
on, we were and are the Miracles. Unfortunately, there are only two of us living from the Miracles now. Bobby, Ronnie, and Pete both have gone on to in their heavenly musical choir, and it's just Smokey and I left as Miracles today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you are carrying on the tradition and the legend, and as we began the show with My Girl, actually, that song was sung with you in mind. Yeah,
well,
so... Yeah, so anyway, I know we only have like about, you know, a little short time here to do the interview with you, but I'm just so glad that you had an opportunity to come on my radio show this morning, and I just wanted to tell our audience a little bit more about what you've done with your career. I mean, looking through your bio, there's really not enough time to go through all the awards and, you know, the accolades that are well-deserved. But you've had days named after your group. You've gotten all kinds of awards. You've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, now that you are at this pinnacle in your career, how do you feel about all of that?
Well, I am blessed and honored to have been a part of that. No one could have told me, like, well, now it's going to be almost 60 years ago, that this would have occurred for us. I mean, I thought that it was just going to be something that we did, you know, just for fun. I didn't think that it would be a lifetime career. And I just feel so grateful and thankful to the many people around the world who continue the legacy of the Miracles and how wonderful it is for me as a Miracle and the lone female in the Miracle. And as Mr. Gordy calls me, the First Lady of Motown, I am just, I'm excited, I'm thrilled, and of course, very, very blessed to have this happen for me.
Yes,
and
I
want to tell you, I'm doing my, forgot to mention, I'm doing a documentary right now, and hopefully it will be finished by the end of the year and come out next year. I'm also trying once again to finish that book, and I've been trying for so long. And I'm also doing a podcast, and my granddaughter and I are going to be a part of that. My granddaughter is Lyric, and she's a senior now at USC. And she aspires to be a singer, and I've told her it's not an easy task. Show business is pretty rough, but if you desire to do it and that's what is in your heart, you can. You just have to give it your best shot, and
mm-hmm.
just continue to pray each and every day.
Yes,
you'll
indeed,
you will make it. But thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that. It's always good to see you and also to speak with you on your radio show.
Well, you know, Claudette, you and I have been seeing one another over the years now, and even though we may not see each other every day, I just feel like you're so much a great part of my life, and I'm just happy that we have crossed paths, and I do believe that nothing happens by accident, so I believe it was meant to be. And
I am
talking. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just said I agree.
Yeah, when we were talking a little bit earlier today, we really I think came across a message that we should send out into the world. Can you elaborate on that?
Remind me of what we were talking about, so many different things earlier. Which one was that?
Yes, that is true. Well, we were mentioning about miracles. I mean, the title of your group is so significant, you know, about miracles, about how and one of the ways I like to think of it is the way one of our honorary board members of my organization speaks of it, and that is to expect a miracle in your life, and because there are little miracles that happen along the way basically every day if we recognize them.
Well, I believe that miracles happen every day, and
mm-hmm.
we each don't receive a miracle each and every day, but it's happening all over the world. We just have to continue to do what we're supposed to, and my thought and feeling always is to continue to pray. God is always looking out for us, and he's there for us, and we just have to reach and just, number one, believe that it's possible to receive a miracle, and it does happen. I've been through many trials, ups, downs, sideways, as I call it,
mm-hmm.
and to tell you truly that God has taken me through and brought me to where I am today, and I am so grateful and thankful each and every day for these amazing miracles. I had 8 miscarriages, and I finally have 2 children. And
mm-hmm.
I feel I'm just blessed. And that in itself, my having those children, they are truly miracles. And I am grateful, I'm thankful, and, you know, as they're now grown-up adults with children of their own, it's like I look and I sometimes can't believe that we're all the way to this day, and that as I went through that and how painful it was, and, you know, that here they are live standing up and raising their own children. So it's so many things that happen in terms of miracles. I do believe that miracles do happen every single day. We just have to trust and believe that God will make them appear and be and happen for each and every one of us. And you just have to hang in there. Sometimes miracles don't happen like right when you want them, but as I always say, He is always on time.
Absolutely, always on time. Not on our time, but on God's
time.
By His time.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're right.
You know, there are so many stories I could share with you. I have a friend. She's a part of the Southern California Motion Picture Council, and she's my prayer warrior. And she told me some amazing stories. Elizabeth Guadino is her name. And I don't know if she's listening in or not, but if she is, I'd like to give her a shout-out. But she was explaining, you know, like how the founder of the TBN network was looking for the funds that he needed to get the station off the ground, and he was almost about to run out of time when somebody walked in with a big check. I think it was something like $5,000. And it's like the midnight hour almost, and he had just enough time to run to the bank. And then he thought about it afterwards, and he said, "Well, Lord, thank you, but what took you so long?" You know, and basically the response that he received was he wanted to have a testimony in his life. The Lord gave him an opportunity to have a testimony to show, mm-hmm. you know, to put faith in God. And, you know, I do believe in walking on faith. And I got mm-hmm. that from Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, the founder of the Pre-Grammy Gala, who, you know, was so much also a part of my life. She was the West Coast rep for the late and great Godfather of Soul, James Brown. And I remember we went to a Jhené Dubois birthday party out there in the valley in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. And I had been with Vonnie and, you know, the two girls that she was repping at the time, two beautiful girls from Texas, and one of the engineers that was in the recording studio dropped us off out there in Pasadena at the Hilton. And it occurred to me after we were at the party for a while, I said to Vonnie, "How are we going to get back home?" And she looked at me and she said, "I don't know," you know, just like that. Mm-hmm. The long story short, in comes our friend Kenny Bates from Las Vegas with Evel Knievel, who he was managing at the time. And Kenny said, "Guess how I got here?" I said, "Kenny, I have no idea. How did you get to the party?" He said, "On the bus." And he was talking about Evel Knievel's bus, you know, with the chandelier in it and everything. I said, "Oh, my goodness." So when he found out we needed a ride, he said, "We'll take you home in the bus." So when it came time for us to get on the bus, by the time I caught up with Vonnie and the girls, the bus had already left, so there we were again. But guess how we got home? We got home in a Rolls Royce.
Oh, even better.
Ever since then, I've learned how to walk on faith. But, you know, just before we hit the road, I had asked you this morning if we could do a little duet, but you said you wanted to warm up your voice a little bit, but I would like to sing us out a little bit. But before we go, I also want to let people know that you do have a website that they can go to, www.claudetteromison.com. And I also want to thank you immensely for being my guest today. And our producer wants everybody to know you've been his guest too, Mr. Eric Zuli. And he is the reason why we're on the broadcast today. He's got so much stuff mm-hmm. going on. It's unbelievable. but he's got the EasyWay, network.com. People can look up the website and get all the information. He's got the Easy Way Access, Easy Way Network, Easy Way Promotions, and he's got it going on. But anyway, I just want to say, I did you wrong. My heart went out to play, but in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. You got to pick it up, Claudette. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh. Thank you, Claudette.
Well, with a little hoarse voice, it was okay.
Okie doke.
That was a great voice there, and I just want to say thank you for having me. It was my honor to be with you this morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful, blessed, miraculous day.
We're going to do that. A miracle to everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As usual, a wonderful Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita
knocked that
out of the box. She
always has great guests.
Oh, yeah. And everybody, you know, most of them are like historic in a way. Well, I don't want to say they're old, like, but.
I was going to say. Watch what you say.
That doesn't sound right. Yeah, I didn't put that right. Yeah. But, you know, they have a history behind them. You know, when you're talking about some of these groups, it's like, wow, I remember listening to that. But yeah, it's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. Well,
you know,
let's move on to tech time.
Tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Are you paying a fortune for cable? I know you are. Trust me, cable's a fortune. I remember when cable TV first came out, it was only in exclusive neighborhoods up in the hills where they could not get reception. And it was $5 a month. And they could get channels that we couldn't get on regular TV. Now, cable TV costs you over $100, sometimes $200 or more. It's amazing. So today, let's talk about some alternatives to cable. Or cable versus streaming. A lot of the millennials, that's all they do is stream. They watch their TV on their PCs, on their laptops, on their tablets. They don't even hook up to cable. So what is that? That's streaming. And you can stream there are all kinds of streaming programs. There's Hulu, Netflix, Sling TV, HBO Now, Amazon. There's just all kinds of streaming services that are a lot less expensive than cable. Now, they're different than cable in the sense that they don't come through literally a cable line, a cord. You can stream on your tablet, on any of your PCs, and you don't have to be hooked up literally to a line. It comes over the internet. It's usually anywhere from $5 a month to $15, $20 a month. Some you get more channels than others. Some you get regular channels like 2, 4, 7. Remember when those were the only things we got, 9, 11, and 13? Some of those only have those. Some stream just movies. Some stream, like HBO Now, streams just HBO. So you can get a la carte whatever you want to watch, and you just stream it. If you have a smart TV, it's probably already set up, so all you have to do is pick the app on your smart TV, and you can stream whatever you want. Now, with cable, you can also pick what you want, but you do it in blocks, and you have to be attached to that cord. It has to be connected to something. Now, a lot of the cable companies have gotten smart and figured out, we got to start streaming too. So a lot of times with your cable subscription, you also get a streaming subscription. But cable is much more expensive. You must have a cable box usually, or you definitely have to have a cable cord coming into your house to hook up to your television, like we used to hook up old antennas. So it's up to you, but when you stream, it's usually much cheaper. You don't have to have the cord, and you can stream it on anything, anywhere. I like streaming because, say I'm traveling, and I'm at somebody's house, and they don't have a TV in the bedroom that I'm staying in. I can have my tablet with me or my laptop. I can stream and watch TV right in my room. Now, the other quick tip I'm going to give you is, if you're paying for cable, call them up and threaten to go streaming. Just threaten them. Say, you know what, this cable bill is too high. I'm going to go to a streaming service. Thank you very much. They will make you an offer that you may not be able to refuse. It may not be as inexpensive as streaming, but I'm not going to tell you how much because I don't want them to come back and get me, but I got a big discount because I said, I'm going to go strictly streaming, and they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Right now I'm trying them both out to see if I can just live with streaming, which will be way cheaper, even with the discount, or if I do want to keep some of my cable stuff. So look into it, whether you want to go streaming or cable, but we all want to save some money. And that takes us up to Jim's Gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
We've had some good faith-based inspiration on the show, and my gem is keeping the faith. Like in health, if you fall off the health wagon, which I have a problem with staying on that health wagon, that's why I'm, you know, not to keep plugging this, but that's why I'm kind of glad I came across the Boomer Boost. It seems to help. And but anyway, okay, moving along here, keeping the faith. With all this health we hear about, and you know, with the health, it's the fruits, the veggies, the water, the sleep, and you become, on the other side of the coin, when you fall off this, you just become vulnerable to illness. And you know, when you stay on it, you just start feeling better and you look better. It's just sticking with it is the thing. But you can stick with it. Well, speaking of physical health, here's some of the concerns that the people had regarding their health. And it's type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, eye problems, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and so on, osteoporosis, flu, and stress and things like that. And these are the physical things. But on the other side, you have, all right, say you've fallen off the healthy lifestyle of food and so on and so forth. Well, exercise, and you drop all that off. All right, so that puts you in a category of ill health. Well, now, regarding the faith part, keeping your faith strong and living with faith, that's a whole another side of the coin, and that will also, by keeping this, it's just holds true with that. It'll keep you in better shape. There's so much. I can't give you all the statistics I read about people that have kept faith. Now, you're going to go through your trials. You're a person who keeps your faith. You're going to go through your trials. But, you know, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And for your anguish, rejoice. The glory I have for you in heaven will be far greater. Well, some people may not believe in Jesus. They have their own beliefs. But he even said, if you do not believe in me, then believe in my words. So that in general. So if you switch over and you fall off the health wagon, and in this case it's the faith wagon, you have all those things like greed, promiscuity, envy, people that lie and steal and all that. The results of all this, look what they are. You can catch diseases. You wind up in jail. this stuff eats away at you when you're thinking negative about other people and trying to hurt other people. You know, the wages of sin is death. And by not, you know, you really want to go to the right place when it's time to go. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of statistics and a lot of people that share their visions of what it's like. But the thing is, if you don't believe in it, do you really want to take that chance? You know, you want to go down the right path. So basically, if you're a faith-based a person, it doesn't mean you're not going to have your trials, like I said before. So just stick with the faith and go forward. And like I had all this stuff happen. I mean, earlier in the show we were talking about the 08 situation. I had worked for 40 years putting stuff together to buy properties to retire, and I had all these homes everywhere, you know, and most of them were on golf courses or Ocean View or close to the beach or whatever. And this 08 recession hit Florida and knocked all those out where you couldn't even rent them. The prices dropped, and then this thing up in Florida, I mean up in the Gulf Coast hit, and what are the odds of the biggest hurricane and the biggest recession since the Great Depression, and then this big storm Katrina hit, knocked out all the properties up there. I'm sitting thinking like, oh, well, there goes 45 years worth of work, you know, and a bunch of money that I invested in all this stuff. But like my dad says, you think you have troubles till you lose your health. And about 8 months later, doctor said, oh, you got this lymphoma thing, you know. So I think, I went, okay, you keep moving along. I lost a bunch of stuff, lost the health, get the health back, and you just move forward. And you just keep the faith. That's the only thing that's important, because when you go, you only go with a spiritual travel bag, and you open that bag up when you sit in front of Christ and you show him this is the good things and this is the bad. Hopefully there's more good. Anyway, that's it time-wise. So here, I saw this in wellnessuniverse.com, the five benefits of having good faith are peace, love, healing, hope, direction. And that's it for my report, Aretha, just a few tips. And it's time to move along because our clock keeps ticking.
We're going to have to start calling you Preacher Jim. What can I say?
Preacher Jim. I'm just trying to flow with the show. Everybody had such inspirational stuff. And you were involved in that, too. You know, I mean, I give you a lot of credit for that, to help people. But anyway,
well, you know, like you said, God has been good, and then we just turn around and share the good.
That's it, yeah. You share the good, and you try to be a little inspirational. People, you see some people down, and they're ready to give up. Ah, forget giving up. You know, we're going to have our trials. Just keep going forward, that's all. But
absolutely.
All I know, Aretha, is the clock doesn't stop ticking, and it just the time goes so fast. And Aretha, you got to try that Tyler's Coffee. People are coffee drinkers, and this is a coffee that's actually not that I'm pitching a commercial, but I don't believe I've found a coffee that's actually good for you. That's like a rare gem. And
well, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I think I'm going to try it. But I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, get on
but,
that boomer
yeah, we're
boost. You'll be working out weight.
And we're going to be back next week, 10 a.m., right
week.
Here on Radio Boomers Live. I look forward to it. I'm sure we'll have interesting guests. We always do. And I'm looking forward to that conference, too.
Oh, that'll be good. And, yeah, guys, next week, Radio Boomers Live, Monday morning at 10 o'clock with Reese and I. And more inspiration, more health tips and finance, whatever. So I guess, Reese, it's time to sign off.
Yeah, have a great week, everybody.
Boomer Boost is a comprehensive, all-in-one, powerhouse nutritional supplement designed to specifically support your body's vital functions. Boomer Boost is the result of years of research by numerous scientists and formulators, resulting in a comprehensive nutritional powder that contains all of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even specialty nutrients in one easy-to-use drink. Boomer Boost replenishes the vital nutrients that are depleted during your body's repair process, including macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, as well as micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and specialty nutrients, allowing your body to make all of the proteins required for optimal health and execute the metabolic pathways that are the essence of human life. Many of these nutrients can only be obtained through a proper diet, and Boomer Boost provides everything your body requires to increase energy and feel great.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the EasyWay Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.